Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1060. 10 Habits Science Links to Longevity, Part 1, by Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, today's post is a bit on the longer side, so as always, I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. So with that, let's hear part one of today's post as we optimize your life. 10 Habits Science Links to Longevity, Part 1, by Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com. We know that healthy habits affect longevity. Scientific evidence shows genes play a small role in living longer. Factors such as diet and lifestyle affect longevity more than genes. According to Georgia Fear, a registered dietitian and sports nutrition specialist, quote, "If someone wants to lose weight, choosing a diet means you are taking your very first step in the wrong direction. No matter which named diet a person chooses, they have missed the boat on the best option, learning how to eat better forever." End quote. So, instead, here are 10 healthy habits connected to longevity. 1. Exercise and remain physically active, a healthy habit for longevity. It may not take very much for a person to reap the benefits of exercise. According to The Lancet, a well-respected journal, 15 minutes each day can add up to 3 years to the average person's life. And according to Dallas Page, owner of DDP Yoga, quote, "Yoga can dramatically increase your flexibility and strengthen your core like never before, all with minimal joint impact. With dynamic resistance, you constantly engage muscles, which jacks your heart rate up to get the blood to the muscle." End quote. 2. Eating nuts to improve health and wellness. According to BBC Good Food, nuts, which are packed with nutrition, contain protein, antioxidants, fiber, and many beneficial compounds. In an article published by the British Journal of Nutrition, nuts are excellent sources of vitamins and minerals that include copper, niacin, magnesium, potassium, folate, and vitamins B6 and E. The last word. Simply adding a few nuts to your daily diet can ensure good health and may even increase your longevity. 3. Plant-based foods, promoting long life and healthy habits. There is the possibility that those who consume a variety of fruits, nuts, seeds, whole grains, beans, and vegetables may prolong their lives. The Mataritas Journal states that these effects are the result of the rich nutrients and antioxidants the plant foods contain. These nutrients include folate, vitamin C, polyphenols, and carotenoids. Other reports from the BMC Medicine and Circulation Journal show that processed meat consumption, on the other hand, may have the opposite effect. The reason the findings tend to support the idea that those who consume more plant foods are healthier may be because vegans and vegetarians have a tendency to be more health conscious. But we simply cannot dispute one fact. Eating an abundance of plant foods is more than likely to have beneficial effects on health and lifespan. The last word. Those who eat an abundance of plant-based foods are more likely to live longer and avoid many common health issues. 4. Put down the fork. Don't eat more food than you need. There is currently lots of interest in the link between the number of calories an individual consumes and longevity. There's been some recent research in the Science Journal, which was performed on animals, that has shown that reducing calorie consumption by 10 up to 50% may increase maximum lifespan. According to Live Science, the Daily Mail, and the New England Journal of Medicine, studies that were conducted on humans that are known for their longevity have also shown links between a lower caloric intake and a longer lifespan. It's important to keep in mind that trying to restrict calories over an extended period is not usually an attainable goal, and quite often results in negative side effects that may include lower body temperature, increased hunger, and a reduction in sex drive. This was according to research published in Molecular Aspects of Medicine. However, it's not yet understood whether restricting calories in humans extends our lives or slows the process of aging. The last word. While there is a possibility that reducing the number of calories you consume may help you live longer and improve immune function, more research is necessary to confirm whether this is true for humans. 5. Smoking, a major deterrent to longevity. It's never too late to quit. One study reported that smokers who gave up their smoking habit by the time they reached 35 years of age could increase their lifespan by as much as 8.5 years. Even if you quit smoking in your 60s, you could add nearly 4 years to your life, according to the American Journal of Public Health and the Archives of Internal Medicine. It can be beneficial even for those who don't quit until their 80s. The last word. When you put out that last cigarette, it can add years to your life. There are always benefits to quitting, no matter at what age you choose to do so. 6. Reduce stress. Stress affects longevity. Are there healthy habits to reduce stress? Quote, stress is often referred to as the silent killer and causes many harmful, often overlooked effects, which can introduce pain and strain into your daily activities, including work, school, friendships, relationships, and even sleep habits. It can result in physical suffering as well and can manifest as a headache, upset stomach, or back pain. Stress can reduce the ability of your immune system to fight off colds and other illnesses the body would normally be able to fend off. End quote. Dan Buettner, author of Blue Zones. And according to Linda Bacon, PhD, quote, it is possible to be vital and healthy, to feel better about ourselves, and to feel attractive in whatever body we inhabit. It is possible to achieve a healthful weight by dumping the diet rules and trusting internal mechanisms such as hunger, appetite, and satiety. The new paradigm, Health at Every Size, champions happiness and health for people of all sizes, and trusting that our bodies know best how to achieve and maintain a healthy weight. Decades of research make it clear. Biologic safeguards prevent most people from maintaining weight loss, despite vigilant dieting and exercise. Research also shows that the body has a built-in regulatory system to maintain a healthful weight, if only we'd trust it. End quote. In fact, laughter and optimism may be two key parts of the solution to feelings of stress. The last word. Quote, women in midlife, in particular, are more susceptible to the negative effects of stress thanks to all else going on with hormones. Quality food and quality exercise become key factors for optimal energy and weight management. A body under stress holds on to weight. It's a form of self-preservation. When you eat less than the body wants, that's stress. When you exercise, that's also stress. Even healthy exercise is stress. If you do it with slow progression and you recover between sessions, it does make you more resilient. But during exercise, you're fighting the desire to be at rest. This is according to Deborah Atkinson, founder of Flipping 50. 7. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled 10 Habits Science Links to Longevity by Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to mention a bit more about stress management specifically. I actually want to share a personal story with you. This story is fresh in my mind because I just finished teaching a stress management course this past spring. As you can imagine, my students' stress levels were particularly high because, like most universities, all of our courses were taught completely online. And many of the students weren't familiar with an online class format, which made many of them uncomfortable right off the bat. Others simply preferred to be able to interact with their classmates and their instructor in an in-person format. And they experienced all of this in addition to managing their fears around COVID-19. Some had lost their jobs or had been furloughed. Others had children that were now home all day because of school closures, and so on. Obviously, all of this added to their stress levels. So I thought this was the perfect time for my class, a stress management class. Throughout the term, I even tried to spin the message that way. I tried to remind them that now is the perfect time to be taking this class because of what we're all experiencing right now. I tried to make sure the class assignments gave students an opportunity to cope with all of the changes they were experiencing and the stress that came along with it. I wanted to make everything applicable to their daily lives. But somehow, I failed. At the end of the class, students had to reflect on how they progressed throughout the term and what they found most helpful. Some students wrote, "I didn't have time to incorporate much of what we learned because I was simply too busy." Or they would say something like, "I wasn't able to use the stress management techniques we discussed because life got in the way." But one student's reflection truly broke my heart. "I didn't use any of the techniques because I was too stressed." Let me read that again. "I didn't use any of the techniques because I was too stressed." That's when I knew I failed them. That feedback was so backwards, I realized that I wasn't able to make my message clear enough that this is the best time to use the stress management techniques I was trying to teach them. So let me be clear now. Make time to care for yourself now. Don't let time be the reason you stop caring for yourself. The world doesn't stop for us. We have to make time for that self-care. Managing your stress is self-care, and it just might extend your life. All right, that's it from me for today. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.